Blog Talk Radio.
As we continue on with the quarantine, a lot of good music, a lot of humanity exhibited by those who have humanity. According to reports circulating on social media, Chump the Brain Dead comic Carnival Bark, a.k.a. Clueless Clown, is apparently wearying of the containment measures for the coronavirus, and has signaled, him and Pence have signaled that after 15 days they're going to reevaluate where we are. Unfortunately for him, and fortunately for those of us in the know, The governors make those decisions, not the federal government. So if Cuomo, and I suspect that he will continue with the containment measures that he's presently put into place, and some governors of other large states like Gavin Newsom and the governor of Illinois, you know, which encompasses Chicago, which is a very, very large city as well. I don't think that because these markets, these states contain, you know, the markets in which fuel the economy. It's just outrageous. I mean, we can sit here and rail all day about the demeanor and misconduct and immorality of this administration. I think at this juncture, the best thing to do would be to simply get this dope out of office, run him out of town on a rail, because if he attempts to pressure states into lifting these quarantine measures by withholding aid, you know, as he is wont to do, this is what he's very petty and vindictive and spiteful. We're going to see a showdown finally, because people are going to die in mass if he does that, because his only motivation here is his tanking poll numbers. You know, the longer this goes on, the longer the economy continues to tank, you know, and the bottom is going to fall out. We all have to be prepared for this, irrespective. He's one man. Yes, he wields a great deal of authority, unmerited, I might add. But, in the final analysis, again, as I said at the onset, the governors are the ones that make these determinations for their states and their citizens. And Hogan in Maryland, you know, who is a moderate Republican, you know, he's enacted containment measures, you know, shuttered all the bars, and you know, so these people are, you know, these governors aren't going to listen to Trump. They know that the science is on their side, you know. And when we've seen aggressive containment measures such as the ones that were in place in China and South Korea, they worked. We don't know about North Korea simply because it is so secretive, so they're not allowing, you know, any reporting out of Democratic Republic of whatever they call it, of Korea, you know, whatever the formal designation is for People's Republic of Korea, whatever. So it's just stunning. I was stunned by this because, I mean, in addition to all the other decisions that have directly resulted in a loss of life, I can't believe that he believes that he's going to get away with this. But apparently a lot of his advisors and supporters, you know, are pushing him. And you know how he is. He is amenable to anything that will improve his prospects of getting an office, which again, you know, we all know why he wants to return to office, not because he's doing such a great job, irrespective of the stock market, which has plummeted another 300 points as of this morning's opening, but simply because he wants to avoid prosecution, because, you know, it's my estimation, my gut instinct, he likes to use gut instinct, that the Southern District has the goods on him. The other part of that is, you know, because he is an ex-president and because he's a white man. Let's keep it real. I'm hesitant to rejoice and to assume that people in power are going to do the right thing, because you know, at the end of the day, William Barr has the final say. And he's shown himself to be nothing more than a lapdog for Trump. So I think that if the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York chose to go after Trump, there might be some pushback from Barr, who, by the way, petitioned someone, I don't know who it was, he would have had to have petitioned a specific court, and I don't know what court he petitioned, to expand the right to hold people, in custody indefinitely, until these emergency powers, they become ingrained in our body of laws if this were to ever pass. I don't know what happened with it. I think it's still being discussed, or it was submitted, but there was no adjudication on the petition. And this is some frightening stuff. I mean, the whole thing is frightening. The virus is frightening enough. Trump's reaction to it is even more scary, because the guy just does not take it seriously. And every day, gets up at the podium, lying between his teeth. It is just outrageous. And the reporters that are in the room, try to push him, some of them, not all of them. And he either bullies and or lies to them, and so you don't get a clear answer. Certainly not a truthful one, as to where the masks are, where the ventilators are, on and on and on and on. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we see a spike in cases, man. Just yesterday, New York is past the 10,000 mark, man. It just hit New York last week. Think about it. And there were only two or three confirmed cases. Now they're already over 8,000, close to 10,000. So this isn't abating simply because it is sinking Trump's prospects of reelection, which is all he's concerned about. He could care less. Trust me. We know this guy. I don't know him personally, but I've witnessed his demeanor over the years. And he is strictly out for himself, trust me. So that's where we stand on this Monday, March 23rd, 2020. And I don't know what's going to become of us or what's going to become of the country, but I know if people are stupid enough to go back to work and businesses are crazy enough to open, we can expect to see the death toll spike. It's just that simple. Because what's going to happen, the other part of it is this, and I was sharing this with a stakeholder, near my house. The other part of this is we're dependent, those of us that, knock on wood, remain uninfected, have to depend on a hygiene, or the good hygiene habits of persons whom are not infected. And I go into supermarkets or supermarket, really, if I'm in the city, obviously, supermarkets or bodegas or whatever. And people don't wash their hands when they're touching the fruit and the vegetables and the meat. Those packages, yeah, they're packed. So, and when they come in, if they're using a cart, they don't wipe the cart. So if I sit there and watch them, I mean, it's anecdotal. I mean, I've never done, you know, done a formal study. But I would say one out of every 20 or 30 people might come in, and they have wipes there. I mean, they've had them there. Most supermarkets have had them there for years because people are nasty. Let's just, you know, come on. Let me cut to the chase. People are filthy. And, you know, and I would not in a million years trust either my own or my child's well-being to someone else's hygiene. I mean, that's just bizarre, absurd, preposterous. Why would I do that? I know how people are. I've been on this earth for a very long time. And I'm not doing it. So I have been in isolation for a couple of weeks. I you know, typically I don't, you know, make a lot of telephone calls. I do, you know, email a lot. That's, you know, my preferred method of communication. And I do have meetings as necessary. I have to go out at the end of this week, the end of next week, Friday. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my child. I have to see him. He's out of school, obviously. And, but I don't want to expose him or be exposed to anything. So I haven't quite made a decision. I'm going to think about it, meditate about it, pray about it, and then make a decision on the 3rd, April 3rd, as to what I want to do. But, well, you know, I was sharing this on social media over the weekend. Well, you know, this cannot be, you know, business as usual where, you know, Trump with all these rosy, optimistic predictions that aren't based on or predicated on upon science. They're just predicated upon his wish that everything just get better. And that's not how life works. And he's been around for well over 70 years, so he should know that. I don't know what Trump is, 72, 73, somewhere in there. You know, I imagine. It just, you know, he's old enough to know that it just simply does not work in that manner. That you cannot mold life to your will. I've seen a lot of people try. You know, people very, very close to me. And you know what? They're not here any longer because the stress killed them, literally. You know, you have to live harmoniously. With nature, I would say. You know, you really have to live in harmony. I mean, you can't. You know, this virus is not an act of God. It's an organism that, you know, wants to live like anything else, and how it lives is detrimental to our own well-being. You know, it affects the host like most viruses. And then when it decimates that host or not, or replicates itself to the degree that, you know, it feels that it could, you know, leave or recede or diminish. You know, and that's the other part about this here, you know. I'm a scientist, but not that type of scientist, you know, where, you know, I have a degree in botany or anything. I do not. Chemistry, biochemistry, something like that, pharmacology. So the other thing I've been thinking about, however, is exactly how do people recover? I mean, are there remnants of the virus left in their body, or do the antibodies, You know, because our body has a, you know, if you're in relatively good shape, you know, that's why the young think that they're immune, because, you know, they're relatively in good shape. They haven't adopted all the bad habits that us older folk have, you know, smoking, drinking, you know, eating really bad diets and that sort of thing. So your immune system is miraculous, man. It could really take care of a lot of things if it's strong enough to. That's the key. It's got to be strong enough to. You know, it really can help you stay healthy, you know, if you're infected with a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of, you know, bacteria and viruses and things like that. The key, however, is to remain healthy and have a robust immune system. And but we can't even get to that point because you have this moron constantly at the mic every day, you know, speaking out of class, you know, outside of his lane, wholly outside of his lane, talking about things that he knows absolutely nothing about. Nothing. He knows nothing about science. He knows nothing about a lot of things. You know, certainly he's not qualified to be president of the United States. You know, I used to think, I don't think about it anymore, but because of this current calamity that we're experiencing, you know, I have revisited this issue at least once or twice, and certainly right now, how President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama felt turning over the key to this race. They know he's a bigot. There is no doubt about it. And they were so gracious and... I mean, Obama's a good man. I mean, you know, I don't care. Say what you will about him, but to exhibit that degree of class, knowing that, you know, white folks voted this guy into office to rebuff your administration, and to still show him the degree of class he has, is, I think, is a class act. No pun intended. Trump has repaid him by attacking him at every turn. Literally, everything. He even blames him for the coronavirus. I kid you not. And we're not going to post it. I mean, you can find it. I mean, this stuff is all over social media. But I know it angers a lot of Obama supporters, and certainly those inside of his administration that knows that, you know, during MERS, SARS, Ebola, swine flu, H1N1, you know, which Trump likes to take out of context and says, well, there were 17,000 people that died, you know, as a consequence of swine flu. Obama was on top of it, trust me. He was on top of it, created an office that was disbanded. But it was disbanded by the previous Bush administration as well. So he wasn't the only one that disbanded office that was responsible for pandemic response. But in terms of the economy, I doubt seriously that Trump is going to be able to get his wish. Now, there's going to be a showdown. Trust me, he's talking 15 days and, you know, declaring victory and everybody goes back to work. I suspect, however, that people, a lot of responsible people, I don't know about Fauci, You know, because at the end of the day, and I was telling another poster about this, I was responding, they were responding favorably to my post, but they had said that they wanted him to do more. And I was suggesting, you know, I tell people this all the time, and it's easy for you to suggest what someone else ought to be doing. Because I have been in organizations, I have been around people, black, white, Asian, and everything in between, who make these sort of morally relativistic decisions every day, you know, because they, you know, I know a lot of people that say with a straight face that their boss has never asked them to do something unethical and they would never do anything unethical. But I've seen people, church-going folk, Christians, that backdate reports because they don't like somebody and they want to get them terminated or falsify a report or flat-out lie. It's the same difference, you know. A lie of omission is still a lie. And then they, you know, they get into church or wherever, you know, and everybody claims that they're abiding a citizen. And this is everyone, myself included. You know, I'm not saying that I'm immune. I've made decisions that, you know, I don't live a life of regret. Don't get it twisted. But I've made decisions that, you know, in retrospect, I wouldn't again, let me put it that way, done things, you know, in and out of the workforce, that I would not again because it is immoral. It's not right. And those that say they've never done anything are immoral liars. It's just it's that simple. You know, because I know tons of people that do immoral stuff all day, every day. Good, law-abiding Christian, never been arrested, never been in a courtroom at all, ever. But they corners to achieve certain ends, you know, justify it. You know, in Trump's case, however, you see no restraint. I mean, he does it in plain view. And I guess that's, you know, that could be good or bad. It depends on how you look at it. But I think that why we're at such a stark divide in this country is because, you know, people that claim to be X, Y, or Z, his conduct, his demeanor, his actions are antithetical, at odds, in opposition to what you propose to believe. So that's the problem that a lot of us progressives have with this administration. Not that, you know, because I have a house, and I was sharing this with somebody else on social media. I have a house in the area that used to be, and to a degree still is, a cultural, a bastion of black culture. Let me put it that way, you know. Well, at any rate, I don't know why my show is saying 90 seconds. I should still have quite a few minutes left. What time is it? No, I don't. I've talked through the whole show. Well, we're going to talk about this more next week, because certainly this is not going to be it, despite what Trump wants. And you stay safe and stay inside, please. Have a great week and God bless.